Hello, welcome to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you create a wealthy life free from burnout and with the financial security to practice medicine on your own terms. I'm your host, Dr. Elisa Zhang. Hello, and thank you for being a listener of the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast. One subject I've yet to touch upon is credit cards. I suppose that may be because of the many physicians that I have coached on money, credit card debt isn't a topic that generally comes up. The few that are carrying credit card debt are generally using a 0% interest promotion with plans to pay that card off prior to the promotion expiration date. I've been listening to audiobooks by Brené Brown recently, and it struck me that a reason physicians may not be even bringing up credit card debt or other high consumer debt is because of shame. Physicians as a whole are considered a good credit risk. This is likely why there's a specific physician loan for physicians purchasing a primary residence, which then probably creates even more shame for physicians who find themselves with low credit scores and large amounts of consumer debt. Having consumer debt does not make you a bad person, but it does hold you back from building wealth. So if you have consumer debt, this episode is for you. Consumer debt is widespread in the United States. Based on the data from the 2023 third quarter report on the household debt and credit, the average credit card debt is $6,365 and the average personal loan debt is $11,850. Now, personally, when I looked up those numbers when preparing for this podcast episode, my first thought was, that's a typical amount for my credit card balance and I pay that off every month while making money off my credit cards. But of course, my household income is significantly higher than the median U.S. household income, which according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the real median household income was $74,580 in 2022. As physicians, we do tend to earn at least a six-figure salary. Of course, I understand there are physicians who are opening their own practice and may not even be drawing a salary, so that doesn't apply to everyone. But I'm just acknowledging that physicians typically make significantly more than a median household income in the United States. The way I see it, credit cards are free short-term loans that provide a lot of convenience and even safety compared to debit cards. If my debit card becomes compromised, real money comes out of my bank account and it can take months to get that money back. This hasn't actually happened to me, but has happened to one of my friends. Although she eventually got all the money deposited back into her bank account, the process did take several months. When there are fraudulent charges on my credit card, I contest the charge, never pay it, and the bank sends me a new card. No money ever leaves my actual bank account. By using credit cards to pay for just about everything, I get a list of my spending transactions, which I can download online for free. I either earn cash back or points that I can use to save money on travel that I would have otherwise paid for. And I get extra protection with perks like extended warranties. When my husband's Pixel phone died past the one-year warranty, but within 2 years, the credit card refunded what we paid for that Pixel phone. So I've actually used that extended warranty part of charging something on a credit card. There are lots of people using credit card points to save thousands of dollars on travel every year. I personally love credit cards and carry very little cash. And I don't carry my debit card unless I'm traveling internationally and need to withdraw money from an ATM. That being said, credit cards are not for everyone. If you're a person who can't pay off your credit card balance every month, such that you are paying double-digit interest rates, you're going to need to make some changes if you want to build wealth. This week, I want to talk about eliminating credit card debt. For the rest of this episode, when I say credit card debt, I'm referring to all consumer debt that has double-digit interest rates. I'm not talking about your student loans, your mortgage, or any debt tied to an asset. Right now, I really want to first address the shame. I honestly believe that mindset is the most important part of accomplishing any goal. When we feel shame, we tend to want to hide whatever is causing that shame. We want to bury it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to acknowledge it. People stop opening up their credit card statements or opening up their bills, which causes more late payments and even more debt. And this all just leads to a vicious downward spiral. You can't get out of consumer debt if you don't take action. And you won't take action on things that you're hiding and burying. When you're feeling shame about debt, you're not likely to educate yourself to figure out how to get out of that debt. It's when you get yourself out of that shame that you start to take action. Credit card companies have been very good about extracting more money from people. So I encourage you to just let go of the shame. Whatever it is you spent money on that caused that debt, don't shame yourself for it. That was the old you. You are now a new you. And the new you can get out of credit card debt. Future you has good credit and even gets paid for using credit cards. We are always changing. We are always evolving. This is all possible for you. First of all, you want to start now. Please don't put this off. The debt will continue to grow, and it can grow really quickly if you have double-digit interest rates. This is when compound interest is working against you. Depending on how much debt you have, you may want to consider it an emergency. The higher the interest rate, the faster the debt will grow. So let's get to it. Step one, figure out how much debt you have and what the interest rate is on that debt. It may be painful, but you need to know. Make a chart of every credit card or loan, the balance of the debt, the interest rate, and the minimum monthly payment. And please stop charging anything else to your credit cards that you can't immediately pay off. And when I say immediately, I mean like you use the app on your phone to transfer money from your bank account to pay your credit card account the same day you charged it. Now, here's step two, which really needs to be done ASAP. If you're not going to do step two, skip over step three. And step two is calling your credit card issuers to negotiate down the APR or the interest rate. Really don't delay the step. Again, the higher the interest rate, the faster the debt is growing. Don't tell yourself it's going to take 30 minutes that you don't have. It's possible that it could even just take 5 minutes. Seriously, please do this now. Call your credit card company and say, I would like to lower the interest rate. Other cards are offering me much lower interest rates than you're offering me. Could you lower my rate by 50%? If they say they can't do that, just reply, I've been a customer of whatever bank you're calling and rather not switch my balance over to another low interest card. What can you do for me? Sometimes you can get your APR decreased. It's worth a call. If you do get the decrease, then go ahead and update your chart that you made earlier with that new APR. And again, if you're not going to make these phone calls to lower your APR within the next 48 hours, just go to step three. Step three, decide what debt to pay off first. There are two schools of thoughts on this. The first school is to pay the minimum balance on all the debt, and then with whatever money you have left over, pay it towards the debt with the highest interest rate. Once that account is paid off, then start putting any extra money available to the account with the second highest interest rate. Mathematically, the overall amount of money that it will take to pay off your debt will be less with this method compared to the other method. However, I already said that mindset is so important. And because mindset is so important, there are those who are proponents of what's been called the snowball method. In this method, you pay the minimum on all accounts, and then you put the additional money to the account with the lowest balance, as opposed to the one with the highest interest rate. This way, you're able to pay off the debt on one account sooner, and that gives you a sense of progress. Your brain likes progress, and it can be more motivating to have an account paid off, so that motivates you to continue to pay off the next account. Once you pay off the lowest balance account, you're going to go to the account with the next lowest balance, and so on. Between these two methods, don't spend a lot of time choosing. Choose one and start. You can always switch methods if you want to. The point is to pay off the debt. Step four, look at your assets and cash flow and figure out where the money to pay off your credit cards will come from. Now, you may be wondering, why not look for credit cards with zero or lower interest rates to do a balance transfer? While you can do that, that can take a lot more time. And you'll pay another fee, typically 3%, to do a balance transfer. And you'll have to apply for more credit, which if you have a lot of credit card debt, you may not be able to get, though it's possible you can, depending on your situation. This can work for some people. And I'm not saying not to do it, but I wouldn't make it a priority. I do think it's worth taking the time to call and negotiating down the rates on your current debt. And if you've got time to do this, go ahead and do it. But first, set up payments. Get those payments going. And make sure you don't increase your spending when you have more available credit. If you've got a spending problem, you need to fix that first. And this is why step four is looking at your money. Look at the money you're earning. How much of it is going to necessary spending versus discretionary spending? Necessary spending is your rent or mortgage, your utilities, basic groceries but not gourmet cheese, toilet paper, the stuff you need to live. What money are you spending on things that aren't even bringing value into your life? What money are you spending to make yourself feel better instead of dealing with your emotion and the root cause of the emotion, including the shame from having this credit card debt? You know what I'm talking about. When you use shopping for therapy, I've been there and I've done it too. Some people use food. Some people buy things. I've done both in the past. And I found that it doesn't solve problems and generally creates new ones. There are also people who turn to alcohol. And I think we know that that leads to nowhere that you want to be. What it comes down to is, what spending are you willing to let go of so that you can pay off your high interest consumer debt? So that's what playing defense is. But sometimes the best defense is a good offense. And here, the offense is, how can you generate more money? Is there anything that you purchased that you could return? Something that you may not even be using? Something that you might have actually just purchased on a whim? Is there anything that you could sell for money? Is there something that you have that you don't use that actually could bring value to somebody else? Is there a way you could earn more at work? When's the last time you negotiated for a raise? Many of us don't go and ask for raises on a regular basis. Well, if it's been a few years, now may be the time. Could you get paid to take someone else's call? I know that sucks, but maybe it's worthwhile. Or maybe you could pick up another shift. Try to get creative. Try to think outside the box. If you had a loved one that needed a life-saving medical treatment, but it required cash payment up front, how would you get the cash if you couldn't charge it on your credit card and you couldn't borrow money for it? When our why is strong enough, we will find a way. Some people question if they should pull money out of their retirement account. That could be in the form of a withdrawal, which incurs a 10% penalty, as well as then you have to pay taxes if that is a traditional account versus a Roth account. Or it could be in the form of a loan if your company plan allows them. It depends on the situation, but generally, I personally don't think it's the best idea. If you're doing withdrawal, you're paying penalties, you're paying taxes on that money, and you're really robbing from your future. If loans are allowed, they are limited to 50% of your vested account balance up to a maximum of $50,000, whichever is less. People often think loans have little downside because you're actually paying yourself the interest. Generally, the 401k loan has to be paid back within 5 years, and if you leave your job, then you have to repay the loan sooner. Any amount that you can't repay will be subject to taxes and penalties, just like if you had withdrawn the money. This could leave you into an even worse position, and you may miss out on market gains, though some would say that you also avoid market losses. However, the market does go up more often than goes down, so odds would suggest that you are more likely to miss the upside versus the downside. In the end, personal finance is personal. So this is where you've really got to look inside yourself and figure it out. I think the important thing here is to just make paying off the debt a priority. And remember, I'm talking about high interest consumer debt, not tied to an asset. It's all about being conscious about where your money goes. Make a plan and execute it. Automate that plan as much as you can, like automatically sending in the minimum payment to all credit card accounts. And really imagine the future where you feel relief as the debt shrinks and is finally paid off. If your credit score has gone down, you can rebuild it to be high again. This does not define you. You can totally overcome this. If you truly are in a situation with high consumer debt, and you feel like you've done as much as you can and still need help, then I'm willing to help you pro bono. Just schedule a meeting with me on my website, growyourwealthymindset.com, and we can go over your situation and I can help you with a plan and coach you so that you can execute that plan and get rid of your high interest consumer debt. Thanks so much for listening to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast. If you know anyone who's in this situation, I hope you would please share this episode with them. And look forward to a future episode where we talk about how using credit cards can enhance your life. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could share it with your friends and colleagues. And now for the disclaimer. I am not a certified financial planner, accountant, or attorney, and nothing I say should be construed as professional investment, tax, or legal advice. This show is primarily for your education and entertainment. I am a physician, but I'm probably not your physician. So if you need any medical advice, please contact your own physician. Thank you.